Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome to Sports Day. Nice to have your company. Carl Langdon, Paul Hazeby with you. Car sales news headlines right off the top. Car sales, we love cars. How are you, Hayes?
I'm going well, Carl. Great to be with you. Gee, the West Coast Eagles, they were very impressive across the weekend. Premiership favourites now. We're not sure of their draw, but against Collingwood, they were super impressive.
Yeah, unbelievable, wasn't it? But there have been a few casualties at the MRP today.
Absolutely. Cole Langford has got a one-match suspension from the Bombers. Daniel McStay for his big hit on Jeddah got 2 weeks, and also Elliot Yeo, 1 week. I can't even remember an incident with Elliot Yeo, but he's been cited. He's got 1 week. I think the West Coast Eagles may challenge.
Well, they might. Of course, there was the late withdrawal of McGovern too, so we don't know how well he is. And Scott Pendlebury, the news on him after being a late out is that 4 weeks potentially with a quad strain. So that's going to hurt the Pies even more.
Well, that's like 6 weeks in this modern 2020 world, isn't it? Because of the compression of games, we know the Pies have a really hectic schedule coming up.
And of course, Geelong taking on Freo as we speak, and you will see that unfold as the night goes on. Car sales, Australia's number one for cars. We'll come back with the latest on the West Coast Eagles next here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Now, Hayes, you said off the top of our program for car sales in the news headlines that the West Coast Eagles are now premiership favourites. Do you believe the market? Because they were favourites before they took on Collingwood in the market, and now they have been backed into outright favourite.
It's really hard to predict right now because you don't know where teams are going to play. It's uncertain times. But if you look at some of the key Victorian teams, like Richmond, like Collingwood, like Geelong, potentially if they get over Fremantle tonight, it's not going to be easy for them because the rest of the AFL season will be in hub life, and then the finals, I can't see any games going back to Victoria given the numbers that we saw today. So yeah, they're back. Their forward line is structuring up beautifully. Kennedy Darling's just playing a small role at the moment, but it's been about Oscar Allen and also Jake Waterman in the last couple of weeks. 4 goals for Waterman in the last couple, 3 for Oscar Allen on the weekend. I do want to ask you a question in relation to those two players. If you look at the draft going back to 2017, the Dockers had pick 2 and 5, Brayshaw and also
Chera.
Mm-hmm. But the Eagles had later picks. Oscar Allen, they took with 21. And prior to that, they also took Jared Brander with pick 13. Who is winning out of that AFL draft for you, given the Dockers had the two earlier picks?
Look, they're different players, Allen and Brayshaw, but they're going the best out of the two. And if you think about Chera and comparing with Brayshaw,
Brander.
With Brander, I reckon Chera's probably ahead. So, yeah, it's probably not a discussion to be having right now. Allen is playing probably the best football of all of them. And is he going to have more influence going forward? Because he's now grown to about 6'4", 6'5". So he's actually sprung up a few more inches from when he started playing his footy. So I'm going to keep my powder dry on that one. But one thing that we do know, Hayes, in the next 3 weeks, you're saying about the future fixtures. We know that West Coast have got Geelong, Hawthorn and Carlton here. Now, if they can win all of those games, they're going to be in a pretty strong spot wherever they then might have to go. Now, it's most likely that if they're going to then allow some Victorian teams to have their home games, they'll be played up in the hub, most likely in Queensland. That's assuming we don't have an outbreak on that side of the country. Otherwise, everything might shift here.
I want to mention something else about their backline. Jackson Nelson, now, I've given him a hard time. I think you've given him a hard time in recent times. He's come into the team. He's actually playing some really good football, Jackson Nelson. What's happened?
Well, I think that Cole and Liam Duggan have all shown some maturity. I don't know whether they were scared into it a bit, maybe.
It's a good call by Simpson to drop Jeddah. Jeddah's gone out, and all of a sudden that opportunity is there for those players. It's a hard call on a senior player. Sometimes you've got to make them, and I think Oscar Allen's in the same boat when they made the hard call on Tom Hickey.
Same with Schofield, and they gave Rotham a go. You know, like, this is what they had to do, and they have to start evolving and bring these young blokes in. But when you hear that lists are going to be chopped, I reckon a few of these blokes might have got some wake-up calls, and maybe Hub Life's been something that's sprung them into action, because you're right, they're looking like that they deserve their spots in that side right now, and it was unbelievable footy that they played yesterday. It's as well as I've ever seen the West Coast Eagles kick as a footy team. We'll come back and have a dig at something after this here on Sports Day. Nice to have your company. If you work around power, assess the risks and stick to the game plan. Always be 360 aware and visit westernpower.com.au for more information.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. The Dig. Dial before you dig. The essential first step.
Yeah, the dig dial before you dig the first essential step and the big dig from Carl Langdon to a bloke that I really like. He's been kind to me and Hayes over the course of our careers here on radio. His name is Hugh Bowman. He has caused a horrific accident. From my perspective, I'm no steward, but I am a mug punter. And I think my colleague here, Paul Hazelby, fits into the mug punter category. But that fall that he caused, in my view, and almost saw Andrew Adkins lose his life. He's been injured badly. He's broken a leg. He's broken his collarbone. He's broken his ribs. He's punctured his lung. He's thankfully going to be okay. The horse, Hot and Hazy, unfortunately had to be euthanised on the day because it broke its shoulder. And for those that don't know racing, when a horse breaks its shoulder, it isn't able to be saved, sadly. So it changed people's world on the weekend, Hayes. And for me, Hugh Bowman gets the big dig.
He thought that he had the gap, but he thought the horses in front of him shifted out, and that caused, obviously, the accentuation of the movement, which resulted in the unfortunate action. What are we talking here, Carl? When somebody is hospitalised like that, a horse is put down, are we looking at 2 months, 3 months, 6 weeks? What sort of suspension do you think will come from this?
It's the action, and it doesn't look good. From what I've seen of all the replays, when he has basically tried to barge out, now we see plenty go for gaps and push their way out, but this was a real hard nudge, which has caused a chain of reaction. There was two other jockeys that were very, very lucky to stay in the saddle. It was quite incredible. Feet out of the irons. They were just hanging on for dear life as they worked their way to the finish. But for me, mate, it is going to be a lengthy suspension. They're not going to make a determination by the sounds of it until they can actually speak to Adkins and have his version of events. But I think from what we've seen, Hayes, we'll be talking months on the sidelines, unfortunately for Hugh Bowman, because you just cannot let, in that industry, people get away with that sort of action.
No, you can't. It's such a fine line for jockeys, isn't it? Because, you know, if they don't take the gap and you're on that horse, there's a lot of social media feedback that comes their way. He did have the option on the inside. He probably could have waited for a bit longer to make that move. But he's been one of our best, but I think he's going to have to cop it. Talking about horses, remember that great horse, Sunlight?
Yes.
Recently retired, is now a broodmare proposition. Went to the sales today. What do you think somebody paid for a horse of that calibre? Group 1 winner a few times, it won Group 1s. Give me some figures. What do you reckon it was worth?
Well,
as a broodmare only.
Only as a broodmare. So she went to the sales just purely as a broodmare.
Correct.
Nothing about a progeny. No foal. Not had any foals yet. Oh, God. How much prize money? Do you know off the top of your head? Could you tell me how much prize money Sunlight actually won in her career?
I would say $3 to $4 million.
Okay. I'd say $500,000.
It went for $4.2 million, an Australian record in any horse out of a yearling or a broodmare or a stallion. $4.2 million, would you believe? The racing industry must be going pretty well, Carl.
Wow, that is an enormous amount of money. Have a dig at the bloke who's got the fat wallet that bought that horse, obviously. Don't dig yourself into a hole. Lodge a free dial before you dig inquiry. We'll be back with Hayes' Player of the Round next here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Okay, let's see who Hayes' Player of the Round is. For expert car service you can rely on, visit repcoservice.com.
Josh Kennedy was unbelievable, but I'm going to give Player of the Round to his teammate, Tim Kelly. I thought by far his best game, maybe in the AFL. He's been a good player at Geelong, but 30 disposals in reduced time. He had 10 score involvements, 3 direct goal assists as well, went at 90%. Just his ability around the contest to win those clearances, to get it to his teammates, was absolute first class. And interesting to note, the coaches couldn't split them, Josh Kennedy or Tim Kelly. We're going to split them. Tim Kelly for mine, but there were some other good performances, Carl, across the weekend. I'm going to start with Dane Rampey. I'm not sure if you saw that game, the Hawks against Sydney. He was injured in the second half, but he was playing like a man possessed, kicking the ball out of the back line. 25 disposals for a defender. He's got to be right up there. And two of the favourites for the Brownlow medal, did they get more votes? Christian Petrarca and also Lachie Neal had another big day. I think they've got to be right at the top of the tree right now, Carl.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they can feature. I think the bloke that has skin like me and young Oliver, he has to also be mentioned as well, because Clayton Oliver was absolutely enormous. 28 touches, 10 tackles. He just works so well inside, doesn't he? And I love the way that he plays. I thought that Hunter Clark took some steps on the weekend for the Saints.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he good?
He was. He's had time and space.
He's
he looked
got
really
better.
Cool, didn't
yeah,
he
does. He looks a bit Pendlebury-like. Mm. Now, I'm going over the top because he's not got anywhere near the level consistency distantly of Pendlebury, but I reckon he can, mate. I reckon he's one of the most improved players in the competition right now. And just having a look at the way the Blues are playing at the moment.
Yeah. Kennedy. They found a midfielder. They've been searching for one. Settlefield,
both
Walsh.
Both have gone in there, haven't they?
Kennedy's gone in there. Mm. He kicked 2 goals, 20 disposals on the weekend. We know Murphy continues to do it. And Walsh, all of these players, they're stepping up. It's not just about Patrick Cripps, who needs a bit of a hand, doesn't he, from the umpires. He was mauled on the weekend, Paddy Cripps. But it's a good sign for Carlton that he's not the dominant player right now.
And the last bloke, I think, has to be the Greater Western Sydney Giant in Kelly. I mean, that is probably the best game he's almost played, Josh Kelly, in his career. When you play things like Supercoach, he got 195 points.
Better than his teammate who kicked 5 goals. He was unbelievable. My boy, Toby Green, favourite player, 18-5. We must make mention of him. It's so long ago, isn't it? When you think about, we're talking here on Monday night, you go all the way back to Friday's and Thursday's games. It feels like an eternity ago.
Yeah, you're right, and we're not far away from games happening every single day. For expert car servicing you can rely on, Repco Authorised Service, your local Repco Service Centre. You go to repcoservice.com. And Kia offers value that you can trust in Australia's best 7-year warranty across the entire Kia range. We'll be back with more soon.
Sports Day for Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Paul Haseby and Carl Langdon. Now, Carl, I want to talk about your old mate, John Worsfold, and the job he's doing with Ben Rutten at the Bombers. But there's a story that's going to break tomorrow in the Victorian newspapers that the Fremantle Dockers are super keen to get John Worsfold back to work alongside Justin Longmuir as a mentor, but also maybe as a senior assistant coach. Do you know anything? Do you think he'd be a good fit for the Fremantle Dockers? Because clearly a man of his stature to come back and help out would be unbelievable for Fremantle, in my opinion.
Okay, all I know is he wants to, and I reckon needs to, get back to Perth because he's been separated from his family. He's going to be separated from his family for quite some time yet. I know, though, once he's spent some time with family, that he also has a desire to continue on in a role in football. And I think that where he has served football really well is as a senior coach. You can't say that John Worsfold has failed. And I think that, look, if it's true, if Fremantle are actually making that approach, then I think it's an absolutely fantastic idea. He has to have, given the number of an amount of time that he spent in the game, which has essentially been as long as me in different roles and working in that field, there is no doubt that I think, and he's worked together with him in the past, I
absolutely,
believe.
Absolutely, yeah. So, it was Justin first went across under John Worsfold at the West Coast Eagles. Yeah. There's a relationship there. Look, some of the assistants at Fremantle maybe moved on towards the end of the year that were a part of the Ross Lyon era. So I think it's an absolute no-brainer. He's a great mentor. And what I love about him, there's no ego. He comes for the right reasons. He wants to help out, and he'll let Justin Longmuir do his thing like he is with Ben Rutten. And for Fremantle, they've been talking about John Worsfold going there for how many years? Probably the last 12 years going and working at Fremantle. Of course, your other mate, Peter Sumich, has done it, and we know how that finished, but it makes a lot of sense. So much experience from West Coast, from the Bombers as well. He's been at the Adelaide Crows and helped them out in a time of need. Not that Justin Longmuir needs it, but I think even just coming in as a senior assistant, to have somebody of that knowledge that can help out in a certain part of the ground.
Well, I think that where he's got good benefit since he went to Essendon is having guys like Mark Harvey working with him. You know, to have those senior people around you is really, really important. And look, for the most part, when you have a look at the coaching experience down there at Freo, whilst there's been some of those assistant coaches that have been around for a little while, none of them have gone on and taken on the top job. And it's a different environment. You know what it's like? It's a pressure cooker situation. And even to have just those discussions with someone who's been through it and had that experience, which, mate, John's not an extroverted bloke, mate. He's a down-to-earth, he doesn't rant and rave, he tells you how it is. And I think that's why he's been so successful in what he's been able to do.
Are you prepared to say that he won't go anywhere else bar back in Western Australia?
Well, I think there's enough jobs here in football that he could turn his hand to and make a success of. Now, if that is the one that, you know, tantalises his taste buds the most, then I wouldn't be surprised at all if he went for it. And in fact, I hope he does go there. Apply online and certify your products as Australian. AustralianMade.com.au/apply. We'll finish off for the daily roundup next and Kia's top seven.
Sports Day for Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Yeah, welcome back to Sports Day. We finish off with a daily roundup. Kia's top seven. Kia with Australia's best seven-year factory warranty. The best sports performances from the weekend. At number seven, Robert Whittaker, his UFC comeback win, gets number seven. At number six, Aaron Wakefield, who became the 35th Aussie to play Major League Baseball. He's a Queenslander. Congratulations to him. In five, Cameron Davis, 12th in the US PGA Tour event in Minnesota. Pretty good result, leading Australian, of course, in that tournament. The St Kilda Football Club, 12 goals won. I thought that was a great performance over the weekend, but things continued to evolve. At number three, Josh Kennedy, seven straight, turned back the clock with his performance on the weekend. At number two, Willie Pike breaking his own Metropolitan Race Riding winner's record, which he broke riding a horse called Inspirational Girl in race eight on the weekend. And at number one, the West Coast Eagles as a team. 18-3, the highest score of the AFL season, and they were kicking them from everywhere. Kia, offer value that you can trust in Australia's best seven-year warranty across the entire Kia range. And footy fans, AFL is back here in Perth. You can jump onto optusstadium.com.au/AFL and you can pick up a ticket and twin share accommodation from $115 per person. You can taste your way through world-class wineries in the Swan Valley, or you can venture out and discover more of what Perth has to offer. This deal is only available, and I repeat, only available to visiting fans outside the Perth metropolitan area. You can book now and play on in Perth. Jump onto optusstadium.com.au/AFL. Hayes and I will be back from 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'll see you then.